Open Cloud Mesh. It's not a software project. It is a dating protocol for computers. So, you know, computers need to meet each other as well. If we want the world to be federated, then we need to establish these meshes and federation. So it's not about what computers do when they talk about each other. It's how computers meet, how they start the contact. And the hard part, so the easy part for computers to meet is, yeah, you just use the domain names, right? You know the domain name, you know that computer is there, you know how to reach it. And especially if you use HTTPS, then you know you're talking to the right computer. Now, the hard part is to know which computer to talk to in an evil internet. So how do you know, how does the blue flower who wants to know, wants to talk to computers on the internet, but is very scared and small in an evil world, but still wants to talk to the pink flower, how do they find each other? So I'll answer that later. The other thing that Open Cloud Mesh does, apart from establishing the first contact, is to exchange user identifiers. So it's not just the identifiers of the servers to say, hey, nice to meet you. But also, at some point, you want to talk about the users that use each of those servers, because you want to start sharing, these users want to share documents with each other, they want to collaborate. So you have to say, oh yeah, I'm looking for that user on your server. And you need to refer to resources that they then share to establish the sharing of those resources. So the sharing between the users who want to collaborate with each other requires that you establish trust between the computers. And usually we think of Open Cloud Mesh as a way to just, you know, ping a user. But recently we've been working on it a lot and evolving the protocol, and we see it now more and more as a way to establish the trust. Because, yeah, it looks so simple. One user clicks